Glenn Miller, the leader of the most famous big band in the USA.
I was 11 years old when I used my money to buy my first instrument. I later formed an orchestra and created a new type of music. People enjoyed it so much. I played it for them until the end of my life. I was born in Clarinda, a small town in the state of Iowa, in the United States, on the 1st of March, 1904. My parents had a small farm there. They didn't earn much money, but they worked really hard. Our life was very quiet. Our farm was far away from other houses. In the summer, you could see miles of yellow fields from our home. In the winter, the same fields were often white with snow. Our life became quieter then. I went to school every day. I also worked on the farm. My parents paid me for my work, so I started to save some money. In my free time, I hit objects and listened to the sounds they made. I tried different types of objects and created new rhythms. It was fun. In 1915, when I was 11 years old, our family moved to Grand City in the state of Missouri. It was another very quiet town. At school, life was busy, and I learned to play several instruments. Outside school, there wasn't much to do. So, I found a way of spending my time. I used my money to buy a trombone, and I played it in my free time. One day, I was asked to become a member of the local band. It was a very exciting time. When my parents decided to move again in 1918, I was sad because I had to leave the band. We went to Fort Morgan, a small town in Colorado. Fort Morgan wasn't big, but it had a high school. And the school had a band. I was surprised. Soon, I was playing in a band again. I played the trumpet this time. When I finished high school in 1921, I had to choose the next step in my life. I liked to spend my time with people who liked music, so I joined Boyd Center's band. But 2 years later, I decided to leave the band. I thought, I have to do a university course. It will help me to find a better job later in my life. I decided to attend the University of Colorado. But it wasn't a good decision. I went to bed late because I played in bands at night. I didn't do well because I didn't study hard. So, I decided to leave the university. I had a dream to become a professional musician, and I told my parents about it. They listened to me and said, "We're worried about your future. It isn't easy to earn money as a musician." But I loved music, and I decided to try. My first step was to work with other musicians so I could learn from them. During this time, I wrote the first version of my first hit, Moonlight Serenade. This was the start of my career. The next years were very busy. I moved to Los Angeles and joined Ben Pollock's band. After that, I traveled to New York, and I played music in clubs at night. When I was in New York, I got married to Helen Berger, a girl I met at university. She didn't see much of me because I toured with bands and spent very little time at home. I joined the Red Nichols Orchestra and played in several Broadway shows. I recorded some music, and I also started to work with the Dorsey Brothers, a very popular band. Why are they so popular? I asked myself. The answer was simple. Their music was different from other types of music, and it made people feel happy. I spent a lot of time in theaters and studios. It was a happy time for me, but life was very hard for a lot of other people. There was a depression in the United States. A lot of people lost their jobs, and they didn't have much money. They couldn't buy tickets for shows. In 1936, I was asked to appear in a film, The Big Broadcast of 1936. Great actors, Bing Crosby was one of them, also appeared in it. This film was very important in my career because it helped me to take a new big step. I asked myself, can I form my own band? My answer was, why not? I'm a good musician. I've worked with great bands. I have to try. So the next year, I formed my own band. People came to our shows and listened to our music. They danced and had fun. Our music was good, but I had a new idea now. I asked myself this time, can I create a different type of music, a new, special sound? Once more, I decided to try. When Wilbur Schwartz, a great musician, joined my band, I told him about my idea. He liked the idea, and we made a plan. The main instruments of our band were a clarinet, three saxophones, and a tenor saxophone, a saxophone that plays low sounds. Our music sounded really good. Our experiment worked. It was a new and different style. Charlie Shribman, a businessman, liked our music. He told us, your music is very good. I can organize a tour for you. Soon, we started our first tour, and we played at the Glen Island Casino in 1939. The first night, 1,800 people came to listen to our music. It was a record at the time. We recorded a lot of top hits. Adverts played our music on the radio, and soon people knew our songs. One of our tunes, Tuxedo Junction, sold over 115,000 copies in a week. I also worked on films. One of them was Sun Valley Serenade. In this film, I played my song Chattanooga Choo Choo, which later sold 1.2 million copies. I was very busy, but I also wrote a book, Glenn Miller's Method for Orchestral Arranging. I was very excited about my successful career, but the world was at war. The Germans were invading countries in Europe, and Japan and Germany were fighting together. The United States joined the war in 1941 when the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, an American port in Hawaii. I wanted to help my country, but I couldn't join the army because I was 38 years old. I felt young and strong, but the soldiers in the army were much younger than me. I was very upset because I really wanted to help. I thought, could I be in charge of an army band? I wrote a letter to Brigadier General Charles Young, an important official in the army. He liked my idea, and soon I was in charge of a small band in Alabama. We played music to the soldiers. We also played music during parades. Everyone in the army liked our music. It was good for the soldiers because it helped them to feel happy in difficult times. Soon I was allowed to form a new, bigger band. It had 50 musicians. It was the Army Air Force Band. In 1944, there were many American soldiers in Britain because they were getting ready to fight the Germans. In the summer, I was asked to take the band to England. And on the 15th of December that same year, I was asked to go to Paris to play for the soldiers who were there. It was my last flight. The plane disappeared over the English Channel. What was the reason for the accident? Was it a bomb? Was it bad weather? No one ever knew. The Second World War destroyed the dreams of millions of people. It also destroyed mine.